Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the apple, they say, doesn't fall far from the tree. That saying and variants of it appear in most cultures. People assume that kids, personality-wise, tend to be like their parents. But a new study conducted by the University of Edinburgh claims that that's not really true. You're only slightly more likely to be similar to a parent as you were to a complete stranger. We're joined from Edinburgh by Dr. Renée Motis. Good afternoon, Renée.
Hello.
Could you start by describing the study? How many people did you participated in this?
Overall, we had we were interested in pairs, so not as much in individual people as in pairs, and we ended up having 1,200 something pairs of people. So they were either then offspring and their parents, or siblings, or second-degree relatives, such as half-siblings, for example, or grandparents, grandchildren, such like.
And you got them then to describe their personalities, and you kind of cross-checked that as well to see whether that was an accurate description of what they were like.
Yeah. So everybody described their own personality traits and life satisfaction as well, by the way. And each one of these people had somebody else, usually their partner and sometimes their friend, also described their traits in the same way. So we had sort of two pieces of information about every person. And that was the innovation we had over previous studies, because previous studies had only relied on self-reports. And we know that self-reports have it's not a secret. They have a bunch of biases in them, and that can cause all sorts of trouble. So it was useful to combine two pieces of information.
Yeah. And so then based on that, you were able to do that comparison to see whether how similar the parents and the children were.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And more accurately than it has been before. I mean, the real background here is that I've always been puzzled by this question because, almost every language has some sort of saying like father, like son, or, something like this. And so people have this intuition that parents and children are often similar. But if we looked at the previous findings, they were really, really not. And I mean, I'm not saying they were not similar at all on average, but just a little bit more similar than just randomly picked people. And that always puzzled me. And I always had this feeling that it has something to do with methodological problems, because people usually use just self-reports. And that might be the story. So that's why we did the study.
Yeah, were you looking to see, was there evidence of personality traits that are handled on genetically or just from having grown up in the same house with someone, or both?
Yeah, well, we looked at this too, and I mean, and we found what previous studies have also found in that respect, that to the extent that personality traits are transmitted from generation to generation, and they are to a substantial extent. It's just that that's not enough really to make parents and children that much similar, because for one, any one kid just gets about 50% of genes from any one parent. it's usually genetic transmission. Yeah. So there is really, really no evidence that that sharing a family or sharing experiences that come with living in the same family make people more alike. We found this by comparing the second degree relatives and full siblings. If experiences would make people more similar, then you'd expect full siblings to be much more similar than second degree relatives, because they usually live together. But it wasn't really the case. There was no evidence for that, and that's consistent with previous research that has, for example, looked at adopted families, and see if people who have been adopted to a family but are not genetically related to members of this family, are they any more similar to just random people in personality traits? And they really aren't, usually.
Does this, because you did also, as you say, ask about life satisfaction. Did that apply to life satisfaction as well?
They did, yeah. And that was one of the things. I mean, in previous research, people have found that life satisfaction is usually somewhat less sort of heritable or passed on from generation to generation, a bit less. Still, it is, but less. But we found that life satisfaction was just as heritable as personality traits. And broadly speaking, about sort of 40% of these reasons why people differ in both personality traits and life satisfaction have something to do with their genetics. That's the headline findings.
Does that then leave us in a situation where it's still an utter mystery where people get their personalities from?
Well, it is a mystery. I mean, you know that if we look at the, all these reasons, but very broadly, we can divide these reasons into sort of genetic reasons and environmental reasons. And very broadly speaking, I think we know pretty well. Like we know, you know, something 40, 50% of the reasons have something to do with genetics, and the rest probably, you know, inevitably, not probably, inevitably has then something to do with environment. And that we know pretty well now. But I think when it comes to asking like which specific genes, for example, are driving this, then really we don't know almost any of these specific genes. We know that there is a lot of them. There must be thousands, probably even tens of thousands of them that somehow are relevant. But which ones, it's just that is a mystery. And the same really applies for experiences that matter. We know that they matter, but which ones, it's really, really hard to tell. We have some evidence that, you know, some life experiences have some role sometimes, but it's not a lot. And I think your description is quite accurate. To when it comes to details, it is a mystery. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it might be just individual, you know, those set of factors might be unique for each individual. So it might be difficult or even impossible to come to some sort of generalized conclusion.
I think you're exactly right. And the way we usually do this in science, we're looking for universals, right? We're looking for things that in your usual science that are applicable to every person. So for the kinds of experiences that would matter for everybody who has this experience in the same way. For example, if you know starting a career changes people in somehow or becoming a parent, We would expect usually that it matters exactly the same way for every person, but you might be right. It might be very different for different people how experiences matter. They might be very idiosyncratic, like getting divorced, for example, might make some people happier, and it might make some people more miserable. And they might just as well cancel out when we look at the whole population or a group of people, because there is half of them who get more miserable and half of them who get happier.
Dr. René Mottis is a reader at the University of Edinburgh and professor at the University of Tartu. René, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.